If you're 30 years old, Social Security may be going broke just about the time you're set to retire. That warning was delivered yesterday to the President's Commission on Strengthening the Retirement System during a public hearing in San Diego. The commission is considering a variety of solutions. One would allow workers to invest some of their payroll taxes in personal retirement accounts, NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
Denise Lawson has been working since she was 16 years old, and she's got another 20 years or so before she's ready to retire. The administrative assistant from Riverside County, California, warned the President's Commission yesterday she expects Social Security to be there when she's ready.
When I hear politicians talking about raising the retirement age, I just want to let you know I'm not for it, because already I'm tired.
Lawson, like the president, prefers to fix Social Security by offering personal retirement accounts, which would allow individual workers to control some of their savings for the future. Although critics worry about the risk involved, Lawson believes the real risk is leaving decisions about her retirement in the hands of politicians.
I've made mandatory contributions into a system that I don't own. I can't transfer it. I want to go on record as saying I'd rather put my money in a mattress, because then, at least, I can get out of it what I put into it.
But not everyone believes personal retirement accounts are a solution. A few dozen opponents rallied outside the hotel where yesterday's hearing was held. Jerry Buckowitz, a local labor leader, calls the idea of letting workers invest Social Security savings in the market a crazy scheme.
Look what happened in just August. Why in the hell would you want to have your money in that? That is not a secure retirement. Now, rich people, they can gamble, but working class people can't afford to gamble.
But the government needs to do something, or simple demographics will spell trouble for the Social Security system. As more baby boomers retire, fewer workers will be left to pay their benefits. Robert Bixby of the Bipartisan Concord Coalition says the system will begin to run a deficit in about 15 years and run out of money around 2038.
This is really about generational responsibility. The program is in fine shape for today's retirees and those who are about to retire. But it is not in fine shape for, say, somebody who's even 30 years old today. Those of us that think about newborns ought to be thinking about their future. The Social Security system in its current form begins running a cash deficit before they even enter the workforce.
In the audience yesterday were 14 sophomores from Stanford University. They'd accompanied their professor, one of the experts testifying before the panel. These students have more than an academic interest in Social Security. Unless changes are made, the system will run out of money about a decade before students like Dan Myers and Ami Shah are eligible for retirement.
One thing that is disheartening is constantly reading the newspaper how the government plans on dipping into Social Security surplus each year. And it seems to me that what the government needs to be doing is setting aside that surplus each year so that way when we do retire, you know, there is something there for us that we've been building on from now.
My generation is probably not that confident in Social Security, and I think this is a good thing because those of us who are getting involved in this and who are paying attention to this debate know now that we should start investing, start saving earlier, and not depend so much just solely on Social Security.
The President's Commission plans a follow-up hearing in Cincinnati later this month and will make its recommendations after that. The Stanford students also have to write a report. It's due in 2 weeks. Scott Horsley, NPR News, San Diego.